This is session 202, November 16, 2009. It says the difference between a medium, in brackets Bashar, and non-physical being. If JW is not channeling, what's he doing? And what are channelers doing? Here we go.
Here's an interesting phenomenon. There's this medium, a person named Daryl Ank. There's your Ank. Totally resonates with this whole Ank thing. It's like Paul Anka, the singer. Anka, A-N-K-A. Daryl Ank channels something called Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R.
It was a druid god.
Does Daryl Ank know that?
Name it. Ask him. Because he's not referencing non-physical, he's just channeling. Do you understand the difference, Bob?
Between what?
Non-physical being and a channel.
The channel is like JW in this case.
But no, a channel can only play the music from where you drop the needle. And non-physical can move the needle wherever it needs to go.
Non-physical coming through JW is more comprehensive, more flexible than a channel.
A channel is limited only from what the receptor is providing. In non-physical, we can get you to the larger dynamic to get you to consider a whole other dynamic. A channel can tell you where your lost car keys are. Non-physical can bring you to a place to engage why you have keys to a car at all.
All right, so on this website, I had seen a YouTube of him, and I remember he mentioned Bashar coming through Daryl, was saying something about being in an ET ship above the planet. So I thought, are they saying they're an ET in light of me thinking of talking about Ion as an FT? So I went to his channel, to his site, and it says, Bashar is a multidimensional being who speaks through channel Daryl Anka from what we perceive as the future. Well, that's sort of like a future terrestrial.
But you see how it's starting to limit itself right there? You can only have future experiences. You can only make reference to beyond yourself. You never catch up because it's always future.
Right.
So that's where the needle is dropped and it can't go any further. So exactly. It's a self-limiting prophetic knowing.
Okay, so we wouldn't limit describing Ion as a future terrestrial.
No.
Yeah, we wouldn't. But for a PR impact, we can say ET or FT. But definitely, what would be another term?
What you would say is that we call Ion a future terrestrial. But he doesn't call himself that because he is not judged or gauged by time. Nor he says, nor should you be either. But he's loving and compassionate and allows us to embrace these false premises as describing adjectives that give a vernacular from which the words that he speaks from your non-physical. So he's very loving and kind and patient, even though you're full of shit.
Very good. Can you tune into Daryl Anka and describe whether there is an entity coming through or is it Daryl's own schizophrenia?
What's the difference?
Okay, so there's no difference. So,
now, wait a second. Now, let's just draw parallels. Now you've moved into a place where you're probably on the verge of redaction. Might as well just take you on out.
Yeah.
You have Michael Blake Reed. Right? Was he really speaking through the evergreens, or was that just his disconnected schizophrenia? Well, you'd say no, that you had enough information that you verified pretty close, and there's been enough time to go by that indeed was the non-physical experience called the evergreens.
Yeah.
All right, now flip the other side. Was the willows, and you know how JW feels about the willowish, those willowish ones, Aloysius and all that gang, to the point that it was just almost nonsensical.
I didn't feel as strong from the willows.
Well, because it didn't make any sense. Now, many things that we say don't make sense sometimes, but that's okay. There's still a resonance of regarding it. The same way Michael Blake Reed didn't hit 100% every single time, but maybe he did, but from your place of knowing, not necessarily. But yet, it was true and pure enough that you had a resonation regarding those words. Okay? So, just as the willows could turn into something, and they're not, the same way that Ellie could have driven him off the bus to the point where he couldn't even hold it within himself. It's almost as though it got so powerful. powerful that he couldn't stand it.
You're talking about Ellie in relation to Michael, not Ellie in relation to the Willows.
Right.
So it was getting better and better in a way.
To the point where he couldn't stand it anymore and more.
That part of himself, the labyrinth of mind, there was something inside him or coming through him, but he still had the labyrinth of mind to contend with.
And in his schizophrenic state, which was self-created through the heat oppressive brain, was just as real as if he had lost his mind in real life.
So there was a level of schizophrenia in Michael.
Rube, what do you think?
Rube? No, I don't know. I think he was a child.
Bob, consider the lilies here just a bit. You have to lose yourself completely to be able to engage the non-physical that's already in you. You have to turn off your meat sack in order to allow non-physical to speak. That's undoing the very thing that we're trying to get you into the place of taking the notion that is. See, it's just the opposite. So that's a medium. And mediums can't go any further than that, you see. What if the house was on fire and he was in trance and Ellie wasn't there? I guess he'd just be toast or toasty.
So you're saying that's a medium, that's a channel.
Mm-hmm. And that's all.
And so Ion is not channeling through JW.
No.
This is JW, an aspect of JW coming through.
No, totally different. But JW doesn't forfeit his tactility in his meat sack body to have a seamless engagement with the non-physical. His non-physical, which resonates with the non-physical, which is part of all of us, mm-hmm. which is us. So he is blessed, happy, fortuitous, fortunate to have this participation, even though typically 99 times out of 100 he didn't have a clue what's mm-hmm. even being addressed. He gets sideline pictures and armchair quarterbacking and that kind of stuff. But he has no clue. He only tries to do it in trusted positions with you, and especially Carolyn. She's the God-incited one among us. But
she's the God. She's the God.
Indeed. Oh, no question. No contest here. But the point is if you get some megalomaniac in here trying to rip up the world, we're not quite sure. No, let's say it this way. JW is not quite sure just how far Ion is happily willing to go. So you and Carolyn very graciously, kindly, would jump in post-haste if it got to be very specific. You know, where you got all riled up with Ion, and Ion starts telling you how the milk got in the coconut and how to fix you and your whole world that you've lived so far and he's every dynamic thereof. Well, that wouldn't be so appropriate, but it would certainly come if that was what they were focusing on and what they were trying to bring to their undivided new contrasting experience, and he'd lay them out, okay? But that's not what the point is. The point is that it would be a control. So JW would feel that coming on. He would know that. Well, see, Michael Blake Reed didn't even know what the readings were about. He didn't know shit from Shinola past that. Well, he could be calling his own very own demise, and if somebody wasn't there to interpret and give it back to him, it wouldn't be a part of him at all.
We classify him as a schizophrenic because he lost consciousness.
No, we don't like that word. It's your word, but it's okay. But we just call him a medium.
JW is not a medium.
No.
What does one say JW is?
He allows a fluid flow of the non-physical through his human experience.
Was Edgar Cayce that category?
Medium.
Was Jesus what you're describing?
We wouldn't want to say that because look how that turned out.
Well, we're not going to put JW into it, but did,
well,
it was
are,
Jesus.
Yes,
I know. Okay. Was Jesus a medium?
No.
He was not a medium.
Not at all.
Right. So, have there been many cases of what we're experiencing with Ion and JW before? Where it seems to be a medium, that's what we think we're dealing with, but it's not. Has that happened?
Well, we don't say that. You say that. What about the worst of you? We're referring to Dave.
He's an example of not being a medium.
All right.
No, is that what you're saying?
Brought it up. No, we were asking you. You're the creator. How did you see Dave Worster in the cosmically aware?
I think he was semi-unconscious, right, Cal?
He was so tied into the cosmic awareness that it divided his very own group.
Yes, yeah.
Well, how does that work in non-physical? That's kind of clear to us.
So Dave was a medium.
We don't know. We're asking you the question. We're not saying one way or the other.
Right.
We're specifically making the point is if he was representing non-physical, why couldn't they play nicely together? And if he's a medium that was limited to only that, then he only resonated with those that resonated with him. So therefore, he was only in his power when he was in his power.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, he was just activating what you call stage presence.
I would agree with that.
More woo-woo involved, the more full of shit the individual creator thinks it is.
Yeah, have there
the
been...
more grits and gravy, down-to-earth, real-life, tactile, what the hell is this? Then here's what the hell it is. Then that's point on.
Yeah.
You see, you turned Matthew from a position of fixing to go see the shrink because nobody could figure out. He would be Lord Connie that had him pinned as fibromyalgia sufferer at the rate he was going with his problems with what he was. And then he has a few sentences with Dion, and then all of a sudden all that's gone.
Yeah.
Notice how his tongue turned. He wasn't having all these problems anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All those problems that were a big deal issue went away.
You say his tongue turned. You mean the second reading had different concerns?
Yeah. He was talking about him waking away to another Neverland.
Right. So in the genre of mediumship, we have many stories of many kinds of mediums with the paraphernalia that goes with that human.
What is the paraphernalia that goes with that? You mean like crystal balls?
Yeah.
Moxa and saging and
all the woo woo.
Oh, we have woo woo.
Okay, so
woo.
Right.
Green Shoes just got famous with that.
Yeah, that's
we have
right.
Curly Joe. He did the woo woo woo.
Yeah, very good. But what is it? Ion is non-physical. That J-Dub allows to come through. Is there any known entities that might be called mediums that were that, or maybe artists, or maybe musicians? Who allowed non-physical of those people we know in history?
That you're saying does the same thing that we do?
Yes.
No. No. There's been many ascensions that can allow them to come into their power. But they hold that as a secret, Bob. They make that a secret because if they tell what they know, then they lose their power.
They think that.
Well, that's the only thing that matters is what they think.
It's not true, but if they think it, it is true, but they don't have to think that they lose their power, correct?
It's the same thing with this power here of it flowing through JW. You understand he could hold that as a great big secret and use it to profit all the days of his life. And just be really, really, really in the right place at the right time eternally. But there's no good in that because for him, that's saying that this is all there is and everything else is less than. So it's like, no. Give it. Well, Ion, what do we do with our money? Well, the best thing to do is just like if you had a handful of mustard seed, go dig a hole and put it in the ground and then it'll die and then it'll germinate and it'll grow more money. You'll have an increase, and you'll get out of the ground more than you put in the ground. And they go, wait a minute, you're saying bury the money and it'll grow? Well, it makes about as much sense as not having confidence in your place of beingness. So if you really got it and it really works, you can give it away and open it wide open and tell everybody that'll listen and be still. And you're not less than. It's not a power that is evaporatable. It can be known as intangible if you don't get it. But once you give it and open it up, then it just makes more and more and more and more and more. And CJW uses it just like the Schofield units of heat exchange. Gosh, if that was good, just think if we ever figured out what's going on, this is going to be incredible. And if you notice and watch, it keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding, and we won't push against anything, Bob. You're just so busy, relaxing, and allowing. You don't have a clue. Well, that makes no boundaries. Then no boundaries open new conversations. New conversations open new places of knowing. New places of knowing cause more contrast. More contrast comes to the next. And then the next thing you know, you single-handedly ripped up the veil that separates physical and non-physical, and you fucked up your labyrinth of your mind that you don't know if you're going or coming, but you're relaxed and allowed so much that you don't know and you don't care. And then life becomes this euphoric, blissful, okay. It becomes a neuron-electron exchange that rearranges your DNA and the dinopeptide acids to the nucleus of the flow of chromosome 21 that allows you not to be a Down syndrome baby. No, that's 23. Okay, it's a half a chromosome or an extra chromosome that allows your bliss points to be activated through the synaptic nerve endings through the cortex of the vertebrae. 33 of those. Don't take the Masonic view. That's just how many vertebrae you have. And those light centers in the brain are then so attached with the cosmic awareness of your sacred geometry that the formulatic equation balances from that place of disconnection of unknowing into the replicatable application of blissful experience that you call my way of thinking, or some variation thereof.
Or never mind.
But see, when you start going at it that way, all of a sudden it makes a different concept. But now, everyone has this ability and capacity. But very few have opened themselves up to such a place to say, here it is, here's all of it, and we'll open ourselves and we'll take any and all questions. Let her rip. They won't do that. It's always some anomaly. Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm just a psychic. Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm just a channeler. I only see dead people. Oh, wait, I only see transition people. Oh, I only deal with
angels. I only do angels.
Yes, I only have a cosmic angel interaction. I have angelic orgasm. You know, we've bottled it. If you'll buy this grease, you too can have angelic orgasms and all that kind of stuff. So, and it goes on. But it's just the limiting field, and you can limit it to whatever you want to. That's okay.
Yeah, like look at Achieve Radio, and they have every genre of mediumship. I'm going to take all the names, all the
different... Is that what you call it?
I'm calling it genre of mediumship. And I'm going to take them all and say that Ion is all of this.
Relaxed and allowed creator, because we have different opinions sometimes.
Well, who says that? What did you just say? That you're a relaxed and allowed creator?
Creator, to allow that to be the case, because...
To allow what to be the case? I missed the whole sentence.
What you just talked about, of how one does all these mediums of every kind.
Yeah.
Well, this dollar a minute business, not so much.
Dollar a minute business? Who's doing that?
Most of them on the Achieve Radio.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Okay, so I was going to go through and find all the categories of different kinds of mediums and then say Ion is all these, and that's only one-tenth of Ion. You want to talk to angels, we got Ion. You want to talk to the cosmic ectoplasm, we got Ion. You want to talk to the future or the past. Now, what's interesting is that Ion was around JW, you know, for a little while before in some format. But it wouldn't have happened until I triggered him.
No, see, he was living the practical application of the all that was in the non-physical. It just summed up and happened this way. It flowed this way. He, JW, trusted you, Bob, enough to even have the topical conversation, okay? He would discuss it with you and Carolyn and allow that to even be embraced. And we don't care who you said it summons it. You know, fine, that's okay with us because we don't care, and JW certainly don't care because he certainly wouldn't summons it of itself. Somebody would be pregnant already if he was summoning it. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then it's not an issue. Let's say, once you go a little further down the rabbit hole, it won't matter. It does to you right this moment, and that's okay.
Right.
But after about 2.3 seconds, that doesn't matter. You'll be embracing it. It's kind of like, well, if I can summon it, why can't I get it?
How come I can't do it?
Yeah, if you're powerful enough to summon it, why ain't you powerful enough to get it? So that's why we just go soft with it, because you are. I mean, good Lord, you're way ahead of the average bear. That's been said
many
explicitly,
times.
Explicitly, because you get it, you see. Even beyond what we lay out is the normal process of how to do it. You even undid that. So that's okay. And we always use yours because yours works great for you. We're saying don't try this at home, but Bob does this. But don't, you know, he's a trained professional, so if you don't get it, you better leave it alone. He doesn't either, but he's doing pretty damn good for not knowing what the hell he's doing. He can summons it, he just can't activate it for himself, you see. But that's okay, it's working, so we ain't pushing against nothing. In all things, be happy and pleased. But if you can't work it the way you're supposed to, try Bob's. It may work right for you. So the whole process, it just becomes quite an anomaly after a little bit. Because in a little bit of your spance, it won't matter. And when it doesn't matter, then it gets to be much more fun because then you don't have to chew at it. So, but it's all right.
It's interesting that ION is describing itself in relation to JW differently than any other medium.
Well, if there is another one, we don't know it. And maybe we're supposed to be prostrate late in a nightgown on the end of a bed with a recorder. It has to be a cassette recorder, a Panasonic. No, Radio Shack. That's the best. All these Memorex tapes that have to be done. And you have to wax and vroop and loop and doop and bloop and sploop and shoop and do all these crazy things and wave your head around and lick the crystal ball and all these kind of things.
Okay, so what we're experiencing with ION being the non-physical, has this happened before in other situations? Not this the difference. It's public. That's what's different, right? I get that.
Yeah,
whereas before it's happened in amazing different ways, like the Mayans took off and went in the black hole, all these.
Didn't you find it interesting that we had no problem bringing the Vanderbilts in? George Vanderbilt had the best of the best of the best. Mr. Olmsted, who also designed Central Park, he was probably the most tuned in to what you call Mother Earth as any creator ever. Well, he used him very, very privately, never letting it out.
You didn't say who used him.
Who are we talking about? George Vanderbilt.
Oh, he used Olmsted. Okay.
Better believe it.
Olmsted was able to emit the non-physical?
No. Olmsted was very, very, very connected to the earth and the fruits thereof. When you're connected to the Mother Earth, that's what they call Mother Earth.
Yes, yes.
Then life springs eternal. So therefore, he was able to have a knowing on a larger planular level, but he didn't go out and then say, oh, well, it's all worked out and everything went great for me because Mr. Olmsted gave me the secret to life. No, his picture made it to the Biltmore Mansion and was very subdued and endured by the Vanderbilt fortune.
Olmsted's picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there aren't others. There aren't other friends of the family that made the big wall.
Right.
Somehow his did.
I see.
And it's interesting because of all the layouts of the interesting dynamic that was made of the Vanderbilt fortune, he seemed to be laced through the whole process. And all he was a tree guru.
Tree hugger.
Tree hugger, yeah.
But you start off saying we didn't mention the Carnegies. I think you want to say something about that.
The same thing. That was Julian Alexander.
That was their tapped in, tuned in.
Their go-to.
Their go-to. I'm just thinking that once we have our huge mansion, the Dobstown mansion, if we picture JW, our go-to.
If you can get him to pose.
Yeah, he'd have us on his wall, our go-to, Bob and Carolyn.
No. We're going to put yours, we're going to paint. The M&M Mars is going to get their original rendition of a Snicker bar. That's what made life worth living, was Snicker bar.
Yes, my go-to. Okay, so we're talking about the medium. Non-physicals come through people, through physical meat sacks and other forms, different ways, all through stacked up nows, but not in this public thing. So that's what's interesting, to have it talked about publicly. This is new. This is the ionic experience.
You asked for another word, and another word would be rain.
R-E-I-G-N? The ionic rain. Very good.
That's like the Third Reich.
Yes.
The last rain.
Ion has no self-consciousness about being a pyramidal, hierarchical reign or kingdom. Doesn't have any problem saying that.
No.
Because it's not going to be in the old traditional form.
Well, how's that working for you? See, that one's the one that's failing. He wants to be the king of the palace that falls.
So we will watch the unfolding of the reign, and it'll be a new way of putting on the emperordom. McLuhan used to say that leaders lead, but emperors put on their audience, put on their kingdom. So
emperor's new clothes.
Yes, so the emperor's new clothes, Ion reigns, the emperor's new clothes, where the emperor is putting on its kingdom in a new way.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And that's not special just to us. We want that for all human creators. So, if they choose to engage that, great. And if they don't, then we want to bring up the contrast that will force them into the place of less than until they can get to be more than.
Yeah, so most people are talking medium. So this is important to spell out that Ion is not a medium. We've never said that before. It includes medium spiritual gifts, particular spiritual skills or claims or phenomena. But what would be the overriding statement is the extraterrestrial of now, really what Ion is, right? I think that was the phrase, extraterrestrial of now. So we have Bashar. We have this medium, David Anka. Oh, that's the issue. It's about the schizophrenia. There is a level of schizophrenia, as we define it, not as Ion believes it or holds to it, in mediumship. And a person gets himself in a strange state of labyrinthian mind where something might come through or spiritual gifts might emit, but it's usually a bit disconnected. Right. So Daryl Anka, he's channeling Bashar. What is actually going on in his schizophrenia? Is there actually something coming through him?
We have no idea.
Is it a case of idiosyncrasy?
There's not much there. So.
Yeah, not much there. And you're reluctant because you don't want to judge it. You're not condemning
it. Never. Because it could turn into something.
Could turn into. So this is a transition. It's an ongoing evolution. Okay, so Bashar, so Daryl Anka is not that good.
Well, we're not. Who the hell said that? We didn't say that. We're just saying that it hasn't made itself evident yet.
Yeah, what he's attempting maybe to hope to be.
Right. Because, see, the false premise is that he comes from a future time. So now you got to prove time.
That's right, and so he's limited. He can't say there's no time because then he couldn't be.
There you go. Perfect. Very, very.